With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump has arrived in Washington to celebrate with family, supporters, and political allies ahead of his second inauguration. It's a triumph return for the Republican 4 years after he departed the city under the shadow of an attack by his supporters on the Capitol. Trump's marking his return to power with a Saturday evening gathering at his Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia, about 30 miles outside of Washington. He arrived there as organizers of Monday's Inauguration Day ceremony were scrambling to move inside most of the outdoor events, including the swearing-in ceremony that traditionally takes place on the U.S. Capitol steps due to forecasted frigid temperatures. As the president-elect takes over, both sides on the aisle weigh in.
For his second term, 8 in 10 Republicans say Trump will be great or good as president, while the same proportion of Democrats expect him to be poor or terrible. Only about 2 in 10 polled said they're highly confident Trump will be able to lower the cost of groceries, housing, or health care this year, with low expectations even among Republicans. 3 in 10 Americans are highly confident Trump can improve the job market and the economy. Respondents are especially skeptical of Trump's ability to bring down the cost of health care. Jennifer King, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Donald Trump says he will most likely give TikTok a 90-day reprieve from a potential ban once he takes office Monday. At issue, the Chinese-owned company posed a security risk. Qatar says the ceasefire between Israel and Hamas will go into effect tomorrow morning, 8:30 local time. Families of hostages held in Gaza are bracing for news of loved ones. Reports indicate there is some plan in motion that will see some prisoners of war exchanged. Exactly how many is not clear. National Weather Service is saying that there's bitterly cold conditions coming across a big chunk of the nation. Looking at temperatures dipping into some frigid temperatures across the most of the region, even some snowfall into the southern parts of the country. More online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Sweden is closing churches. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
It's all about so-called climate change. The Lutheran National Church of Sweden says it will shut down 7 houses of worship on the island of Gotland from October to May in order to eliminate the use of fossil fuels to heat them. Local parishioners who would like to attend services during that time are simply out of luck. Church officials have issued a statement saying, quote, "Knowledge about climate justice should permeate all activities of the Church of Sweden." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The New Mexico Supreme Court has struck down abortion restrictions by conservative cities and counties at the request of the state attorney general. The unanimous opinion reinforces the state's reputation for having some of the most liberal abortion laws in the country. New Mexico has also become a major destination for women from pro-life states who are determined to end their pregnancies. In September, construction began on a state-funded abortion clinic in the southern part of the state. This is SRN News. Hawaii is getting tough on fireworks. John Scott has more.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green is proposing a range of new penalties to crack down on people who flout the state's firework laws. His announcement comes after a fireworks explosion at a Honolulu home on New Year's Eve killed 4 people and injured about 20 others. The potential new measures include $300 tickets police could issue to those who shoot off fireworks and Class A felony charges and decades in prison for people whose use of fireworks leads to serious injury or death. John Scott reporting.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 177 yards and a touchdown. Travis Kelce caught 7 passes for 117 yards and the score. The Kansas City Chiefs beat the Houston Texans 23-14 to advance to the AFC Championship game. For the 7th straight season, the Chiefs will face Buffalo or Baltimore next weekend at Arrowhead Stadium as they try to become the first team to win 3 consecutive Super Bowl titles. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.